I wanted to point something out I think we sometimes overlook. We heard from Deb from Hebrews chapter 8, and we say Priscilla wrote this. And she was a very dear friend, by the way, of our own St. Paul, was Priscilla. And she wrote down these great, important words. This is the new covenant, declares the Lord. I will write my laws on their hearts. Okay, now think of that. Right away, we know it's a different type of a law, right? Because it's written on our hearts. That's different. Okay. All will know me, it says. All. Not some. All will know me. And then it says, I will forgive them. And then, and don't miss this, it says, I will remember their sins no more. Okay. Now, King David, you may recall, he looked forward to this time. And he saw it coming, this new deal, this new covenant. But for him, it was still 1,000 years away. We heard in our first reading from Claire, in the 103rd Psalm, he said, as far as the east is from the west, he has removed our sins from us. It's the same idea. It's the same idea. It's a new deal. And Priscilla now says, that day has arrived. And notice the key word throughout her passage in Hebrews. The key word is will. God says, I will. Not might, not maybe, I will. And for the avoidance of confusion, he uses the word will 8 times in the passage that Deb read. 8 times. He says, I will, or it will. I will forgive. I will remember your sins no more. Stuff like that. This is what we call a promise and what God calls a covenant. A covenant. And in verse 13, Priscilla points out that we call it a new covenant. Because with this promise, with this new plan, we wrote about in a song actually on our CD. We called it a new plan because I couldn't think of a word that rhymed with covenant. That's true. The laws are now written on our hearts. And the old plan, where there were 613 laws of Moses, some of you may remember that, all of which were literally etched in stone, right? The old plan, quote, has been made obsolete. That's what she says. Okay, but how was it made obsolete? How did it actually officially happen? That's our question. That's the question, okay? Start your timers. Okay, well, in the Old Testament, sort of like the first half of the Bible, that's the Old Testament, with the Old Covenant, our relationship with God and with each other was absolutely viewed through the lens of the law, that law. And the law was complicated, and it was super strict. It was very strict. But then Jesus comes along, right? And the law, the New Testament, and there was a new covenant, a new plan. And Jesus says, no, your relationship with God and with each other must be viewed not through the law, not through the lens of the law, but through the lens of love. In John 13, verse 34, Jesus says this, a new command I give you, love one another. 3 words, right? That's it, period. That's it. In Matthew 22, verse 37, Jesus said this, love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And then we've heard from Angie today what many of you probably know as the golden rule. Did you recognize that? In Matthew chapter 7, Jesus gave us a simple way to think about how to put our love for others into action. And as usual, as I said, it's simple, but it's definitely not always easy, is it? Oh, no. He says this, in everything you do, do to others as you would have them do to you. That's it, right? That's what we call the golden rule. And now think of this. Jesus made the bold claim, and it was a claim that wasn't super popular with some people back then and still today. He claimed in verse 12 that this simple rule, quote, sums up the Old Testament law and all the prophets. In other words, just like Priscilla said, looking at things through the lens of love is the new plan, the new covenant. And it makes the old plan obsolete. And so as we round the 2.5 minute mark on this 100th 3-minute sermon, I'll leave you with this closing thought. And I really hope you remember it, if nothing else. If you've ever been told, maybe in church, or maybe somebody screaming at you from a street corner, or maybe you read it on a sign in someone's front lawn in Lancaster County, fear God. He's angry. He's wrathful. And he's coming to get you. And you're not going to like it. Do not believe it. Do not believe it. They may know certain chapters and verses, and they may know them well, maybe better than I do. But they are not looking at it through the lens of love. And they're missing the point. Take a look at this picture behind me. Take a good look at it. Now, we've been rummaging through the Bible now for over 8 years. What does your heart tell you? Do you think Jesus wants us to be afraid of him? Scared of him? Absolutely not. It's ridiculous. He didn't come to hurt us or condemn us. He came to save us. And you don't have to take my words for it. Those are his words, not mine. He came to save, not condemn. That's exactly what he said. But, he did also say this. Stop doing what you're doing. You know, the dumb stuff. We all do it. We all do it. Why? Why? Because we're only hurting ourselves and those around us. God does not want us to be hurting or afraid. He wants us to be peaceful and joyful. And why? Because of what we call agape love. Agape love. God loves his creation. He loves you. And we should love him right back and love each other. Amen.